What up, what up? This is the Chris, the hip-hop social worker, back with another podcast. This is on my phone because I don't feel like hooking up all my stuff. But I just been, you know, kind of in my own head this week. It's been a long couple weeks, especially with the Buffalo shooting. Rest in peace to those people. And then the school shooting on Tuesday, I believe it was. Rest in peace to those youngsters and the families and the teachers that lost their lives. It's really sad stuff, man. Both of those situations hit home. First, the Buffalo one, because that fucker was, you know, targeting black people, right? There's actually footage of him seeing a white guy almost shooting him and, like, apologizing, right? And then on Tuesday, you know, I have a little kid that goes to school, you know, and it's just, you know, I'm kind of a hypochondriac, so I kind of always think about, like, shit, like could this happen, could that happen, right? You know, but that just kind of, you know, seeing somebody who was just so sick and twisted and just able to do that, right? You know, and then actually working in the school myself, you know, it's like I always think about just like, man, like shit, like if shit went down, how would I maneuver, right? So it's just been heavy. You know, and I wrote out a tweet saying that, you know, the shit that I stress about, you know, can't be fixed in therapy. Now, what I meant by that is that, you know, I wasn't trying to diss therapy. I think therapy is a helpful tool, right? But the one thing that gets glossed over when we talk about mental health and therapy is that some of these conditions our society puts on us, right? You know, like, of course, when you have, you know, an asshole boss, or you got, you know, you're burnt out from work, or, you know, you're trying to, you know, have these goals that you're not hitting, whatever, right? You get overwhelmed, you got, you know, some kind of, you know, some stuff you're trying to figure out, trying to balance. You do some coping skills, you go to therapy a few times, sort shit out, you know, and hopefully that works out for you, right? But I was thinking, I refuse to go to therapy to cope with white supremacy. You know what I'm saying? To cope with this bullshit society. You know what I'm saying? Like, because that's what's stressing me out is, you know, the fact that somebody's out here hunting people down. Somebody wants to harm my family. Somebody wants to harm these people in general. You know what I'm saying? These systems that overwork us. It's just everything, you know what I'm saying? The price of gas going up, price of food going up. It's like, I feel like we just get squeezed. And I just refuse to go to therapy to cope with that. Because to me, it's bullshit, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not okay, you know what I'm saying? It's not okay for these systems to treat us like we're expendable, you know? And yes, I can go find a therapist, so we can breathe through it, and, you know, but I feel like, you know, just to be honest, you know, if you can go to therapy and get your, you know, shit in order, you know, like, that's a privilege, you know, that's a privilege that you have, and that's cool and everything. But I was just saying, you know, from my optics, you know, everything that's stressing me out is systematic, and I just refuse to, you know, to kind of lay down and try to cope with that, you know? Like, we need shit to happen. We need change to happen, you know? We need people to step in and, you know, we need people to stop, you know, putting batteries in lunatics' backs, and we need, you know, people to stop, you know, preaching about, you know, gun laws and stuff like that. We need change, you know what I'm saying? Like, that kid in Texas, he shouldn't be able to buy no gun, you know. He just turned 18, right? And it was easy as going to buy a Snickers bar. And look what he did, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, yeah, it's just a lot that I have to deal with. And I just feel like, you know, I'm not about to try to cope my way through it. Not like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, all that other shit, you know, work stress and financial stress and, you know what? I mean, that's regular. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got the tools to handle that, right? But the stuff that I really would like to not worry about is just too heavy for anybody to even understand. You know what I'm saying? And I would just feel like a clown for trying to go to some, you know, to some therapist and try to, you know, work my way through it, because it's bigger than an hour a week. You know what I'm saying? It's bigger than a treatment plan. It's just, you know, the system is really getting heavy out here, you know, and I just wanted to kind of, you know, preach, you know, a little bit about just kind of how, where I come from, where I stand. And, you know, most Black people, most people of color, most LGBTQ people, most, you know, all of us who are minorities in America, you know what I'm saying? Just who have to deal with these systems that want to take our rights away, that want to treat us inhumane, you know, that want to, you know, want to see us as second class citizens, that don't want to listen to us, that just don't, that really don't care about us, right? You know, like, we can't cope our way through that. You know what I'm saying? We can't zen our way through oppression. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's just a lot heavy on my mind. You know, I figured I would come over here and, you know, come over here and rant, because this is what the podcast is for, you know. But, man, shout out to everybody out there. Shout out to the healers. You know what I'm saying? Keep doing your thing. You know, I know it's hard. We all hurting out here. You know, therapists is hurting because we hurting. You know what I'm saying? The clients is hurting. You know, school social workers, hold your head up. You know, this school year has been a trip. You know, we almost there. We almost at the end. Some of us is at the end. You know, some of us got a few weeks left. You know, just stay sharp. You know, try not to let this stuff weigh you down. You know, I'm really trying to stay focused. I'm surprised I haven't bursted out in tears over, you know what I'm saying, what's been going on. But, you know, maybe that's just a trauma response. Maybe I've become numb to these things, right? You know, maybe I've just been dealing with so much stuff, you know, because, I mean, you know, I just know, like, for me, you know what I'm saying, just being Black, right, you know, I've always kind of had, like, this kind of look over my shoulder attitude, right? You know, I remember I told one of my friends, like, you know, like, once I learned about the Ku Klux Klan, you know what I'm saying, I was, like, 6 years old. He said, like, you know, like, at that point, you know what I'm saying, like, what could a monster under the bed do to me? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? There's no more monsters in the closet. There's no more tooth fairies. There's no more this. There's no more that. Like, what you learn about, like, white supremacy and how they want to hurt you no matter how old you are, you know what I'm saying? That stuff kind of takes away your childhood. So I've been dealing with this for a while, you know, so just like any other person of color, you know, so, or any other Black person, you know, specifically, so. Yeah, so hold your head up, you know. I think if you listen to this podcast, thanks for listening to me go off on, you know, just kind of how I've been feeling. But, you know, some stuff is just bigger than an hour a week, you know. Some stuff is bigger than coping skills. And we need to really, you know, work together and make sure we get the change that we need. Because right now, it ain't sustainable. You know, this life ain't sustainable. You know, it's going to come to a point where shit just get too real, right? And I hope, you know, I hope everything work out. So, anyway, hip hop social worker, peace.